most important part of the service. But before we put you in the hands of our speaker, I'd like to give God thanks for our guests that came out with us tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for you pressing your way to get out here tonight. Could have been in a many other places, but you saw fit to come to God's house. And we thank you. And all the angels in heaven says thank you. Thank you. Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God is with us. He is truly with us. Praise God. You may have went through a whole lot this week, but you made it through them doors. And say, Lord God, as we all stand, I want you to pray for the man that's getting ready to bring us the word. And all that you ask God for this week, hallelujah, God's going to hear you tonight. Father, touch him. Touch the man of God. I want you to point your hands, hallelujah, and say, Father, use this man tonight. Give him what to say, Lord. How to say it to us, God. Holy Ghost, you take control. Bring all things back to his memory. As we put you in the hands now of our youth pastor, Elder Vincent McKinley. God bless you.
Shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call
call his name Emmanuel. Bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the book of Matthew, the first chapter, verse number 21, will explain to you in saying what Emmanuel means as and is. And Emmanuel means God with us. Matthew, the first chapter, says that. Isaiah 9 and 6, our final scripture. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God, your word begin to say, amen, that there is no God, and beside you there's none. I know not one other. You said that, Lord. God, as we stand, God, before you, Lord Jesus Christ, we come repenting for all of our sins. Amen. The things that we don't even know about, God, we repent anyway, God. And God, we move and walk in faith this night, God, that you may bring a word, God, to feed your people this night, because man shall not live by just bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And God, you even said not to muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. And God, we ask you, Lord God, your blessings. And God, we render our ears unto thee and our spirits and souls unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on, we know that the devil is a liar. Come on, if you're hungry, give Jesus a hand clap of praise. You're at the table now. You're at the dinner table. Amen. You may have your seats.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, God. Amen. We thank God for everyone, our visitors. Amen. Amen. The musicians, everyone. God, amen. Our pastor, Pastor Andy Marbury, founder. Amen. Yes, Jesus. Everyone in their respective places, associate pastor. God bless you, everyone. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank God for the children. Amen. The future. Amen. Because without you, there is no church. Later, we need you also. Yes, Jesus. Amen. As I sought the Lord, and the Lord began to minister unto me and speak. Amen. And, you know, and the Lord began to allow me to hear things. Amen. And I'm a dreamer, saints. And I still marvel over that, because I'm thankful that the Lord, you know, decided to speak to little old me. And I do mean little old me, because he doesn't have to. Amen. Give yourself a hand clap of praise. See, because you got life today. It wasn't promised today, but you made it today. The Lord began to minister unto me. Amen. And I heard the words. Amen. The Lord was ministering. The Lord began to say that I need you. And you know, believe it or not, you do need me also. And while we're on the fact that we need one another, can we say amen? We need God. Because without him, there is no us. God said that he's the first and the last. He said he's the beginning and the ending, which is Alpha and Omega. He knows everything he has in store for you from the day you breathed your first breath of life. Thank God for life, because it's not promised unto you. You need the Lord. And while you're at it, you need me too. And whether you like it or not, I like it or not, I need you too. Even as the ones that are opposing to me, I need them. said, I want you to eat all the food and your vegetables. That's how she said it. In other words, vegetables. The vegetables are the most important part. See, because the things that the majority of the time that we don't like, we tend to shun away from. The things that's best for us, we tend to shun away from. The things that makes us most uncomfortable, we tend to stray away from. But those things tend to help us for the most part. Why? Because it teaches us to resist the temptations of the enemy. It teaches us, amen, to resist the temptations of life and to be able to win every battle that is set before us. Because God, the Lord, our God, is our strength. And besides him, there is no other. The testing, the trials. Job needed those. He needed the fires. The Greek, the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego needed the fire. The fire purifies. And if there would be anybody to step into the midst of any fire at any time, anybody will be burned. The Bible says that the battle is not given to the strong, neither the race to them who are fast. But he said time and chance happen to everybody. So you need God on every hand. No matter how good your hand is, or how often someone tells you, if I had your hand, I'd chop mine off. Well, you better think about that. Who gave you that hand? God gave you that hand. And everything that God gave you, God told me from the very beginning, which Genesis means the beginning, God said it was good. And not only good, he said very good. So what you gonna cut your own hand off for? You need him. In the tough times, in the battles, you need him. Because that's what's gonna keep you standing strong if you stay before God. God began to say in the book of Hebrews, to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together of the brethren as the manner of some is. When it's time for the gathering of the people of God, God said, do not forsake that because you have need of me. God is the teacher. I'm only the lips of clay. The Bible begins to say that you and I are the pot, are the clay, and he is the potter. How can you shape and know God and tell him what you want to eat and what you don't want to eat? Even God brings it down in a natural. Parents, when you obey God, your children got to obey you too. And when your children tell you they ain't going to eat what's set before them, God said, I've given you pastors according to mind and heart that shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Children, the Lord gave you parents to feed you as well. So children of the Most High God, men, women, and children. Martin Luther King said, every boy and every girl, every son, every daughter, every man, every woman. How can you say and forsake the food that's set before you, given to you by God? God knows exactly what we have need of. God began to say that his thoughts and his ways are higher than my thoughts and my ways. He said, so as the heavens is from the earth, that's how my thoughts and ways are from yours. He began to say that I am God. And besides me, there is no other. for this is right. Children is a right to obey your parents in the natural. And it's also right to obey your spiritual parents in the Lord. We all need guidance. We all need leaders. God began to say that I've given you the leaders, the pastors. And when he says, after my own heart, because God, the omniscient God that knows everything, has created them and given them as a gift for you. And when God feeds his people and prepares the table, God began to say in the book of Psalms, the 23rd chapter, he said he's going to do it in the presence of your enemies. It don't matter whether the devil like it, whether your enemies are here, whether you like it or not. God said, I know what you have need of. And when you eat from the table of your master and your Lord, then you have received the blessings of the Lord. But you got to eat. You got to eat. You got to eat what's set before you. The table has been prepared and set for the people of God. How dare I say, I don't want. I don't. I'm not, Lord. How could you, Lord? Not me and not you. But as our flesh began to, the Spirit of God said, yeah, you. Yeah, you. You are worthy of the reward that sets before you. But you got to eat what I put before you. Do you not think that the Lord has given you enough strength to bear even the infirmities of the weak? When you pray for me, you will find somebody else praying for you. And God said, love your enemies. And when we say, ouch, when God said, love our enemies, we've got to do sometimes some things that we don't want to do. But because it's for the Lord, God began to say that obedience is better than anything we want to sacrifice. Because the Lord God Almighty knows exactly what's set before you when the doors are open and you stand in the midst of your enemies. So God sets a table and he gives you the needs. He gives you the needs. Meat does the body good. The word does your body good. The word does your soul good. God begins to say, wake up. Wake yourself up. Shake yourself. It's time to eat. God said, you have need of me. And you better see to it that you have need of him. Because your soul is at stake. It don't matter what you can do with your hands. God said in the book of Ezekiel that he pulled out the sword from his sheath. And when he said he pulled out the sword, he said it returned no more. But the sword is out. And when he comes back, your reward shall be given to every one of men and women according to your works. There were 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 not so wise. Some ate and some did not eat. But even as Saul chose to make his own decision, his reward came along with it. Whether I'm tired or not, whether I'm tired or not, I've got to do what's required of me. Whether I feel like it, whether I understand it. God the Almighty, I trust him. Abraham trusted him. Even with his son Isaac, Abraham had enough faith that he was going to believe the things that he could not see. You've got to get to the point, if you don't see it, move and believe. Because your stake,
at stake. Your children's soul is at stake. Your mind is at stake. Job was a prophet and upright man. One that feared God and stole evil, stayed away from evil. But evil found him everywhere he went because he walked in the pathway of righteousness. Evil found him. And because you're a righteous man, because you're holy, because you're full of the Holy Ghost, that don't mean evil is not going to come in your path. You need it. You need strength. You're coming tired. You're coming worn out. You're coming beat down. And all you give God is 5%. When he asks for 10%, well, we ought to give him 110%. But the people of God have allowed the enemy to lay them down, to make them tired. But the devil is a liar. I will bless the name of the Lord, and his praise shall be in my mouth. That's why I praise him. That's why I praise him. Because I saw it for myself. I believe it for myself. And God said he's not a man that he should lie. Not with a son of man that he should have to come to you and tell you, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. God is perfect. First one upright. The first and the last. The holiest of holies God is. And that's why he's able to say that you and I, man, woman, and child, shall be without excuse. God said he's no respecter of persons. And those persons include everybody. Hell had to enlarge itself because of the sins of the world. How great are our sins? But we serve a God who's greater. He came and died on the cross. You might as well give him a praise because you have another chance to the right, to the tree of life. He did it for you that you will not die. Whether you go into heaven with one leg, one foot, one eye, you made it. But them that continue to serve God shall be made whole. And holiness without shall no man see the Lord. And I mean no man see the Lord. Come on and stand on your feet. The Lord God is worthy of the praises that you give him. And because when you render yourself unto the Lord, when you ask God, said you're going to receive it. All you got to do is open your mouth. That's all you got to do is say something to the Lord. And God will say something back to you. Clapping your hands is good. Stomping your feet is good. But the both ain't good enough. God has given you a mouthpiece, and he wants you to say something.
Give me a...
And when you say something, God's going to say something to you.
I wanna run.
Because when you say something, you begin to find out the things that God has in store for you. What the enemy has planned. But without opening up your mouth and showing God that you have need of him, holiness without shall no man enter into the kingdom of God. And last but not least, even the Bible says in the book of John, the 3rd chapter, he said, for them, there was a man of God that came unto Jesus. And he began to question him about certain things that was done. God said, except you be born again, you shall not see the kingdom of God. And he also said, except you be born of the water that means baptized, submerged in the water. Except you be baptized and be filled with the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost, God said, you shall not enter into the kingdom of God. You need God. another chance at life. And if I had sinned, God forgive me. In Jesus' name. Come on, give Jesus a hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah. Then I provide the sacrifice.
Yes, Jesus.
To fill me
up. Hallelujah.
Radio at its very best. 88.1.